With me tonight to the book of Acts, chapter number 27. Praise God, I appreciate everybody that is here tonight. Hallelujah. And I do appreciate your good pastor and pastor's wife. Amen. Great reputation, great spirit. Amen. Praying folks. And I just don't think you could do any better than what Brother and Sister Brooks are. Amen. This is the part you really want to say amen. Remember, I got to be here all week. Praise God. I got to get a lot of stuff to preach. Praise God. And I appreciate them. And sister, if I can say this tonight, sister, I want to call her Sister Dismore. Sister Brooks. Amen. I remember years ago, she'd come from West Virginia. And we preached the little youth camp up there, Camp Echo. And I remember her. She was just a young lady back then. But you know what? She's always had a good testimony. Always lived above reproach. And I appreciate that, don't you? Praise God. The book of Acts tonight, chapter number 27. I want to start reading, amen, in verse number 41, if you will. I'm going to ask you to stand tonight for the reading. Begin reading in Acts chapter 27, verse 41. We'll read through the 28th chapter into verse number 2. If you have that, say amen. And falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the forepart stuck fast and remained unmovable. But the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. But the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose, and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. And the rest, some on boards, and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us, every one, because of the rain and because of the cold. Amen. I want to stop there tonight, but I want you to notice again the second verse. For they kindled a fire because of the cold. Amen. Would you slip your hand up tonight and ask the Lord to help us? Father, we need you. Lord, there's no doubt about it tonight. We need you in this service. Lord, we need you in our country. This church needs you tonight, God. Oh, Lord, this community needs you, God, for the outpouring of your Spirit. Lord, the help of the Holy Ghost. Lord, do it tonight. God, motivate us. God, aim us in the direction, Lord, of thy will and desire. God, complete what you've started. In the name of Jesus, we ask it tonight. We'll not fail to give you the praise. Hallelujah. Amen. And the church said, praise God, for they kindled a fire because of the cold. I want to preach tonight, the Lord will help me, on saved by friendly fire. Amen. Saved by friendly fire. Praise God. I don't want you to think tonight that I'm hijacking anybody's ideas or illustrations. Amen. So allow me a moment. Amen. But in the early 1980s, amen, the Davis family, Brother George Davis, was alive at that time. And I was in high school, amen, at Keene Mountain, where Brother Webb had just took the pastorate not too long ago. Amen. And he had Brother George Davis come and preach a revival, amen, in our school there. And Brother Davis preached a message that I never forgot. He preached on to build a fire. Amen. Now, he preached out of the Word of God, but he took his idea, his reference, amen, from a story that was written by Jack London. You know who Jack London is, don't you? Amen. The one who wrote The Call of the Wild. Amen. That made him famous. But this short story he wrote before then, and he called it To Build a Fire. Amen. And he wrote this story about a man that had moved into the Yukon Territory. Amen. Cold, cold. Amen. Where the temperatures would plummet in the wintertime to 30 and 40 degrees below zero. Amen. He was, amen, new to that area, new to that lifestyle. And so he moved there, but he was given advice. Amen. And the story in the end comes to his demise because of the choices that he made. Bad choices. Amen. The warnings were put out. He was instructed. Amen. Began to live there, and the temperature began to drop. Amen. In a little while, they had told him, don't get out when the temperature gets that low. Don't venture out unless it's absolutely a necessity. But as time went on and the temperature began to drop, amen, this man decided he was going to meet up with his friends at 6 o'clock tomorrow. Amen, such a journey it was. He got up, amen, at the sunrise. Amen, he took his dog. Amen, he bundled up. He provided, took pack what needs and necessities he would have to have, and he set off through the land. Amen. After a little while, amen, he come to a creek that is covered over with snow. Amen. He doesn't realize it, but underneath that snow, amen, the river has froze up. Amen. But it's not froze good and solid just yet. He steps out onto the creek, and into the water he goes. Amen. He barely pulls himself up onto the land. And then he pulls over and, amen, begins to dig for his matches. Second mistake. He did not keep the matches dry. He did not provide, amen, a way to build a fire. And so he begins to strike match after match after match, amen. There he is with the cold winds blowing. His dog is sitting beside him. And finally he comes down to the very last match as he strikes that match with his hands so cold and frostbitten, amen, the fire begins to blaze up on the tinder. Amen. But as the fire begins to rise up, the wind blows again. The branches begin to shake, and the snow falls down upon his fire and puts the fire out. Third mistake. Amen. Building a fire under snow-laden branches. And so now he's there, amen, looking around in desperation, trying to figure out a way to get himself out of this situation. Amen. He has no way to build a fire. He looks at his dog. Amen. He begins to call the dog over in his mind in desperation. He thinks, I'll plunge my knife into that dog and put my hand, amen, into his body and warm my hands up. Amen. But the dog, sensing that, amen, it's ill with him, amen, the dog runs off. And the last few parts of the story, the man lays there going out into darkness as a strange warmth comes over him, but he dies in that territory, unable to build a fire. Amen. I want to say tonight that we are living probably in the coldest hour that we have ever lived, as far as I can see, in the history of the church. Amen. We are living in the last days. Amen. We have watched the tide. We have watched the climate of spiritual fervor. Amen. Some of you have seen the hour, amen, when the, amen, the fire of the Holy Ghost, amen, fell upon the church. Amen. Revival came. Signs and wonders. On top of miracles. Amen. And we saw the climate change. Amen. We saw it come to a chilly place. And then we've seen it rise again. Amen. We saw it plummet and saw it rise. But I tell you, somewhere inevitably, the Bible said in the last days, things were going to get worse. Amen. And I feel like tonight, amen, we are in a cold, 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 chilly hour. Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you tonight, if we've ever needed a fire, we need a fire tonight. Amen. Praise God. Amen. If you'll give me just a little monitor up here, brother. I won't get too loud out there, but just give it to me right here. Amen. In Matthew chapter 24, amen, it probably is one of the greatest chapters in all of the Bible.
from Matthew 24 is a plethora of predictions and insights about the last days. Adam Clark said, amen, that Matthew 24 is one of the most valuable portions of the New Testament scriptures that we have among us, because it tells us of the time that we are living in tonight. Amen. And in Matthew 24 and 12, we've got an accurate prediction of Jesus Christ. Amen. About the description of the world's spiritual temperature in the last days. He said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Have you ever seen an hour when men have lost empathy, when they have lost compassion? Have you ever seen a time when the church is content to sit, amen, cold and indifferent, without praying, without fasting, without revival, and go through the motions, amen, of spiritual habit? Oh, you might as well help me preach tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. If there's ever an hour that we see, we're seeing it now. Amen. The temperature of the world has grown cold and indifferent. But if we go to Revelation 3 and verse 15, amen, it speaks of the temperature of the religious society, of the church of the last hour. I don't know how you believe it tonight. I believe those seven churches were literal churches, but I also believe they were seven dispensations of the church, the one true church of the living God, as it moves through history. And brother, as we come out of the previous church hour that did not have a condemnation, an open door was left unto it, but we move into the church hour of Laodicea, and Jesus said, amen, I would that you were cold or hot. Amen, come on. But because you're lukewarm, and so there it is, there's a cooling off. Amen, there's a cooling off of spiritual fervor. But if we ain't seeing that tonight, I don't know what we are seeing. If we're not seeing lukewarmness, amen, creep upon the land in the church hour, I don't know what we are seeing. Oh yes, I'm going to tell you tonight, everywhere we look, it seems like the devil is trying to put out the fire. He's trying to shut down the church. He's trying to scratch out every bit of spirituality that we have. We have revival. Amen. He tries to heal the sickness. Amen. We have a move of God. He tries to keep us out of the house of God. Amen. We start feeling the anointing and have a few saved. The devil comes against us with every bit of power and force he can muster. But I'm going to tell you tonight, thank God that in a cold, chilly hour, amen, in a climate that looks like it cannot change, amen, when it looks like there is no revival on hand and no hope in sight, amen, Paul the Apostle, amen, is in the cold waters. Amen, the men have jumped off the ship. Amen, they're floating aboard, floating ashore on boards and pieces that are broken from the ship. And as they get to land, it is so cold. Even though they survived the storm, they'll die in the cold. Amen. But thank God, there was somebody that seen a need. And the barbarous people said, build a fire. The only way we can help is to build a fire. I'm going to tell you tonight, we may be in the last hour. We may be in a cold day. I'm going to tell you tonight, this world, amen, needs a friendly fire to turn this thing around. The church needs a friendly fire to make the difference in this hour. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2 and verse number 8. The Holy Ghost has come. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord has descended, and they are filled with the Holy Ghost and begin to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gives them utterance. But I want you to see tonight, as they're speaking, as the Holy Ghost is falling, amen, the Bible says, amen, that the men began together. There are 17 15 different, amen, dialects and tongues and languages and countries that are represented there on the day of Pentecost. Amen. Come on now. They're not saved. They're not believers. They're not sanctified. They're not filled. But they began to hear. Amen. All 17 of them began to hear these men as they spake with other tongues. And they said, what does this mean? Hallelujah. What does this mean? They all heard them speak in their own tongue about the wondrous works, about the glorious power of Jesus Christ as he was lifted up. But I'm going to tell you, this fire is an inviting fire. Amen. Come on now. I've been through your town. I've drove up the street today. I've been in the convenience store. Amen. Yes. And everywhere I look, I feel the cold. Amen. Chilling. Bone chilling. Amen. Effects of sin. I see the hardness of a heart. But I'm going to tell you tonight, all it'll take is somebody to build a friendly fire. Somebody is looking tonight to come out of the cold and be helped by the fire. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes. Amen. Praise God. This fire is an inviting fire. This fire, amen, is an offering fire. It is a drawing fire. Amen. I'm going to be careful tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, amen, we have caught. Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. Brother Cheek tonight has already said some things, amen, that were great. I'm going to get right here just a minute. I'm going to tell you tonight, we have got to change some of our ideology, some of our theology about God and who God is. I'm going to tell you tonight, God is the judge and he is a holy God. Huh? Amen. Yes, he is. He is a holy God. I'm going to tell you tonight, if you think God is sitting up there waiting on the world to go to hell, you've got another thing coming. If you think God doesn't care tonight and isn't concerned and he's given up on humanity, you think again. Amen. Come on here. Hallelujah. Amen. The church has lost an idea. We have lost a theology of who God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost is. You hear me tonight? You see, you can't just take one of them. You gotta have all three. Come on here. God is not a monarch. He's not just one. Come on, help me preach now. He's not just a monad. Amen. Sitting somewhere removed in the universe. Amen. From a lost generation. Unfelt and untouched. No, sir. And neither is he. Three gods. Come on. We don't believe in three gods. But we believe in one God. Amen. In three persons. Amen. Come on. Jesus. Amen. Is as much God as what God the Father is. The Holy Ghost, amen, y'all ain't gonna help me preach, are you? It's as much God, amen, as what Jesus is. Whoa, hallelujah, come on. And when we get one-sided, amen, it always brings distortion. It always, I'm gonna tell you tonight, amen, the Jesus only are off on the wrong track. Amen, because they got God being a ventriloquist. Come on, amen, help me now. Amen, and some of us have got off on the wrong track because we got the idea that there's three gods are sitting in heaven. Amen. Why? Because we can't comprehend who God is. But brother, let me tell you tonight, the Greek word for God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost, you say, I can't get it. I don't understand. How do they exist? How does it happen? Amen. All I can tell you tonight is the Greek word. Amen. It's the same word used for a dance. It's used for movement. It's used as a swirling. And so God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. But notice this tonight. I'm about to feel him right here. Amen. But notice this tonight. Amen. We are not here because God had to have us. Creation is not here because God said, I'm lonely. I'm going to tell you, God was satisfied. Amen. Yes, he was. There is a perfect unity. There is a perfect love. There is a perfect joy between God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost. He was God before he ever created anything. Amen. He was God all the way back there. He was God in the beginning of this creation. Come on. He didn't need us. He didn't have to have us. Come on. He didn't have to have a world. He didn't have to have an earth. He didn't have to have a universe. Amen. Why then is it all here? Because out of the Godhead, out of that perfect joy and that perfect love and that perfect unity, amen, it emanated. It overflowed. God is a creator. God is a lover. God is a giver. Amen. And out of all of that, God created everything that is. Amen. Whoa. You ain't getting it tonight. I said God created everything that is. Amen. And when he got done with it, he said it is good. Woo! And then when he got it all together, he said it is very good. So I tell you tonight, when we look at us, and we look at the trees, and we look at the universe, and we look at the stars, we see a God tonight who is a good God. Huh? Amen. We learn three things. God is good. God is a giver of life. And God loves fellowship. He loves community. He loves men. And he invites us into his presence. Oh. I'm going to slow down. Come here and help me just a minute, preacher. Hallelujah. Ezekiel. Hey, God. Woo. Ezekiel chapter 1. Amen. Get down to that last verse. Hallelujah. Listen. Amen. Listen. Ezekiel 1. Amen. I can't understand tonight how great God is or what his motives are. Huh? Amen. But I can declare this tonight. Listen. Amen. God overflowed and he created. Huh? And he made it good. Woo! God is good. Somebody say he's good. He's good. And God breathed into man, and man became a living soul. He said, let us make man in our image, and God made him to live. God is a giver of life. Amen. Come on, somebody say life. Hallelujah. Woo. He's God. Amen. Oh, listen. Amen. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Now we got us. Why? Because in all eternity, God made room for us. Amen. Hey, come on here. And we're here. Amen. And God is making a bid. He's making a drive. He's making an invitation. Amen. Under a universe that is lost tonight. Under a society that takes his name in vain. Under a people who are going to hell. And in the midst of that throne, in the midst, woo, Ezekiel said, it's the best way I can explain it to you. Ezekiel said, and I saw a wheel in the middle of a wheel, and the eyes were around the wheel, a sweeping and a going. Amen. What is he seeing? He's seeing the presence of God surrounded by the angels and the seraphims and the cherubim. What are they doing? Come on now. God sees it all. Amen. And when the Spirit moved, the angels moved. When the Spirit willed to go, come on here, they went, covering their eyes and covering their feet. And the two, they did fly. What a sight tonight. But in the midst, get that last verse, brother. Woo! But in the midst of it, what do you say?
As the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain.
Hallelujah.
So was the appearance of the brightness round about.
Come on.
This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory.
Come on.
And I saw as the color of amber, has the appearance of fire round about within it.
Hold on a minute. In the midst of the presence of God, in the midst of all that he's seen, in the midst of everything moving, he said, I saw a fire in the midst of it all.
Right.
And what?
Amen. And from the appearance of his loins, even upward, and from the appearance of his loins, even downward, I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire. And it had the brightness round about.
What? Praise the brightness?
Yeah.
Around about.
Come on.
I'm here to tell you tonight. Amen. God ain't waiting on the world to go to hell. But in the midst of the unity, amen, in the midst of the Godhead, there's a fire that is brighter than all of the darkness. And it's reaching. Hey, I'm going to tell you tonight, amen, we've given up too quick. I said we have given up too quick. Amen, you say we ain't going to have revival. Nobody's going to get saved. Amen, we've had it before and we can't turn it around. I'm going to tell you tonight, amen, Paul said, amen, I see something on the shoreline. It's cold, but somebody has built a fire. But I tell you, somebody's looking for the friendly fire. They're coming out of the cold. Woo. Hallelujah. 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 Huh? Amen. Come on now. I like to shout. Amen. I like to shout. Woo. Amen. Just me and you, Brother Cheek, I guess. Hallelujah. I said I like to shout. Woo. I love it. I was with you tonight. Amen. I was hoping we was going to go ahead and have one. Come on here. I love it. Amen. The run and the jump and the glorify God. But I'm going to tell you tonight, that ain't the end of the matter. Amen. Come on. It ain't fair for us to enjoy all this and the world is going to hell. That ain't the plan of God. God lit a fire so that they can come in out of the cold and find a place where they can get a warm fire. Hallelujah. Hey, God. My mom and dad were backslid. Amen. For several years. Amen. I never saw my mom cry. I never saw my dad cry. Amen. I didn't know nothing about it. I was going to a Methodist church with my grandmother. Amen. She's saying that we was going to church. Amen. To Sunday school. Amen. Listen at me. Amen. My dad and mom had two friends. Amen. Back there in those hills. And they were full of the Holy Ghost. Amen, brother and sister Childress. Amen. Oh, yes. Hey, God. And they were going to church. And so, amen, it never failed. Amen. And Brother Childress would call. Amen. He'd try to get my mom and dad to come to church. Amen. They turned him down over and over and over. Sister Childress would call. Amen. Won't you go to church today? Over and over. Listen. Amen. Revival was breaking out. Amen. Down there at the church at King Mountain, folks was coming in and getting saved. Amen. Quicker than they could make room for them. Amen. The fire was built. Amen. They never gave up. Finally, one morning, amen, they called. Amen. My mom said, I think I'll go. And dad said, I think I'll go too. And they went to church. But that Sunday morning, the Holy Ghost came into the house. And when he came, that fire enfolding itself. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. That warm, inviting presence. Amen. Just a little boy. I saw my mother begin to cry for the first time. I saw my dad, that big husky coal miner, amen, with coal-stained hands, walk down the aisle and fall down at the altar and begin to weep and cry like a baby. I didn't know what was going on. I saw people get around them and pray. And when all I know is when they got up, it wasn't the same mom and dad that went down. Hallelujah. Amen. That evening, mother went to the bedroom and began to fix her hair. God. Amen. I said, where are we going? She said, get ready. We're going back to church. Amen. I said, Mama. Amen. Mama. I don't want to go. Wow, she said. Amen. I don't like it when you cry. Amen. What are you crying about? I'll never forget it. She said, honey, I ain't crying because I'm sad anymore. I'm crying because I'm glad. Jesus has turned my life around. Hallelujah. She went back and got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Daddy went back and they stopped going to church. I'm going to tell you tonight, thank God. Amen. The world is cold. Yes, sir. Amen. The places of the world are indifferent. Amen. Come on. They'll throw you out of the barroom. They'll throw you out of the pool hall. They'll leave you for dead. But thank God, it's a place where there's a fire. Hallelujah. You come out of the cold.
Amen. Amen. I'm almost done. I sought the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know. I just know what God dealt with me. Amen. About this first service tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to understand tonight that that fire, that presence of God, hallelujah, amen, is a friendly fire. Huh? I got a call. Amen. My cousin was dead from a drug overdose. And they brought the body in there and laid it out in Brother Mike Roberts' church when he was in the old little Mill Creek church. They laid that girl out there. Amen. Gone to hell, I know. Amen. Unless she had time to pray. Amen. Gone, gone, gone. Amen. It was quiet. Amen. There was a millionaire that her brother worked for. Amen. He came in, had all the money he could want. Amen. Gas wells. Amen. Oil wells. He walked in a pair of sweatpants and a sweatshirt and a pair of work boots and walked down the aisle and sat down, amen, beside of her brother. Amen. And as they sat there, he threw his arm up around him. Amen. Trying to comfort him. Amen. Trying to be his friend. And all of a sudden, the King Mountain Brothers got up in the pulpit. Amen. They began to strum the guitar. And they began to sing. Hallelujah. And when Brother Mike, Brother Robert began to sing, amen, something came into that funeral home. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost came. Amen. There's a young lady going into eternity. But listen at me tonight. Amen. In the midst of that grief, praise God. Amen. Something came into that funeral home. Hallelujah. That Catholic man, amen, never been in a holiness meeting, sitting beside, amen, of that young lady's brother. Amen. Halfway through that song, amen, he looked over. Amen. Trembling. Tim up standing up on him. He said, Tim, what is that? Amen. What is what? Amen. He said, I feel something that he never felt before. What is that? It's all over me. Amen. He said, Clarence, amen, that's the Holy Ghost. God's dealing with you about your soul. I'm going to tell you tonight, right in the middle of a funeral. Amen. God came in that place. Amen. I'm telling you, God ain't give up. God ain't quit. God ain't shut the door. Are you hearing me tonight? All he needs us to do is a fire for somebody. I want somebody to come to the piano if you will. You're sitting here tonight and you're thinking about leaving, going out the door, and never coming back. You're sitting right in the dividing place, the pivotal point, thinking about throwing your hands up. Thinking it ain't, amen, it ain't worth it. Amen. Thinking about going, come on now. Huh? Amen. Hey God, I can't make it, I can't do it. Amen. Yeah. Listen to me. I know the devil's fighting me tonight. Amen. But I'm standing right here. I'm gonna preach to you till I get done. The spiritual battles that goes on. Amen. In a place like this, just like tonight, as wonderful as the service has been, I'm going to tell you it's because the Holy Ghost is here. Huh?
And when the battle's going on in your mind, you're making decisions. I want you to know something. Amen. I want you to know something. Amen. You can go out there in the world. Amen. You can go back to the way you were. You can go back to the life you were living. You can go out there and look for the pleasures of sin. But know this tonight. Amen. When they're done with you, it'll be a cold, cold, cold place to live. Cold, cold, cold. Amen. Your soul will be cold. Amen. Listen to me. Amen. 12 years old. Somebody's coming to the piano. 12 years old. I knew I had a call on me to preach the gospel. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. I'm doing good for a while. Amen. But all of a sudden, amen, I got to listening to people. Amen. Telling me I could have more fun out there in the world. Amen. Telling me if I go out there, look at all the things that you're missing. Amen. My mother had a sister. Amen. Her boys was allowed to drink and run to the taverns. Amen. Sneak in. Amen. She said, their boys, they're going to do it. Amen. They got to talking to me. Amen. Said, your mama don't let you do nothing. She don't let you do nothing. Amen. Mama wouldn't let me do that. Amen. But I started getting bitter in my heart. Amen. I started turning away from God. Listen now. And I backslid on God. Amen. I went out in the world. Amen. I didn't do things, some things. Amen. That you probably think I could have done. I didn't do those. Amen. But I went to the swimming pool. Amen. Climbed in. Amen. Come on. You say, ain't no big deal. It was to me. I was raised holiness all my life. You weren't supposed to do those things. Come on now. Amen. I got in there. The music was turned up. Amen. I was with my buddies. Amen. They was having a big hard time. Amen. All of a sudden, amen, a fight broke out. Amen. All of a sudden, they began to wrestle and scream. Amen. And carry on. Amen. I felt right then, amen, that I was on the verge of dying and going to hell. I looked out there, amen, and I seen the devil laughing at me. Come on. Amen. He said, look what you sold. Amen. These people don't care nothing about you. Look where you're at. Amen. Listen to me. I climbed out of there. I said, I'm going home. Amen. What for? I ain't supposed to be here. Amen. I went to the altar and I prayed. Listen now. I went to the altar and I prayed, but I couldn't feel God. Amen. I got worried. Amen. I got to praying and I couldn't feel God. I couldn't get prayed to. Amen. The devil said, you never get back. Amen. But listen to me. I made up my mind. Wherever the fire was at, I was going to be there. Amen. Amen. Down on the altar. Trying to break through. The devil slipped up and went to my side. He whispered in my ear. Amen. God's left you. Amen. You offended him. You'll never get saved again. All of a sudden, I felt the Holy Ghost. Amen. Illumination came to my mind. I said, God has given up on me. Why do I feel conviction over what I've done? Why do I feel so bad? Amen. I got on the altar. I said, God, until you tell me that you're not going to save me, until you tell me I'm going to stay on this altar until I feel you, or you tell me I can't anymore. Amen. But I did. Amen. But the day came that I got prayed through and God saved me. Amen. Listen, I'm never going to leave the church again. Amen. Why? Because of friendly fire. There's a friendly fire in the house of God. Would you stand in our to obey the Holy Ghost. I didn't come here on the spur of the moment. I didn't come here off the cuff. I come here after praying. And I feel like tonight, God's speaking to somebody in this house. With every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Nobody here, preacher. Man, look at all these people saved around here. Right here in this house tonight, somebody's just struggling. The devil's telling you they don't want you down there at the church. The devil's telling you they don't love you. Nobody cares about you. Nobody's concerned about you. Listen, you're listening to the wrong voice, friend. You're about to turn away from the very thing. You're about to turn away from the very place. Amen. That loves you and cares for you. Amen. I'm talking to somebody right now. Hey, God. In just a minute, I'm going to open the altar and I want you to come. Hey, some of you praying. Just a minute, I'm going to open this altar and I want you to come. But before I do tonight, I feel God. I feel the Holy Ghost. Right. Say, preacher, ain't nobody knows. I'm hidden away. I'm hidden away. God knows, and you know. You're about to lose everything you got. You're about to give up everything God's done for you and go in the wrong direction. I'm going to tell you tonight, there's something drawing in this house. Amen. What was going on up here a while ago? Are you going to give that up? You going to give that up? You going to throw that aside and give that up? The best feeling you'll ever feel. Amen. Right now, is every head bowed. Won't you slip your hand up? Amen. Nobody looking around. Slip your hand up. I'm struggling. Struggling, preacher. I need some help. I'm going to die. I'm looking for friendly fire. God sees you tonight. God sees you tonight. Won't you step out? I'm telling you, folks, the Holy Ghost is in this house. Spirit of God is walking up down these aisles tonight. God come here to do something. We're going to have a meeting. We're going to shout. We're going to rejoice. Amen. I'm going to tell you, God's wanting to bring somebody else with us. God's wanting somebody else to get help. You say, well, I just feel like I can't. I don't feel worthy. I don't feel. Let me tell you something. God's inviting you tonight. Don't you feel that pulling? Do you feel that drawing tonight on your soul? Amen. God's inviting. Amen. I'm just so disappointed. Amen. Come on. I want you to step out right now. I want you to step out right now. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. If this ain't the place that you've got friends and folks that love you and help you pray it through, there ain't no place. I'm telling you tonight, come on, I want you to step out. If somebody was struggling, somebody's fighting it tonight. Somebody's been praying tonight. Don't go out the door that way. I want you to come right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on. God's going to turn it around for you. God's going to turn it around for you. God's going to help you. Come on. I don't care what the devil says. The devil's a liar. God's just speaking to his hearts tonight in this house. Come on, that's right. That's right. Amen. There's some more here. Come on. Do you feel that? Do you feel that pulling you? Do you feel that drawing you tonight? Do you feel that fire tonight? Amen. Come on. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm tired of fighting. Amen. I'm making up my mind. I can't afford to lose that with God. I want it. Amen. Would you come? Anybody else? He could have a shun of a hata. He could have a shun of a shikobata. He could have a rahi kurabushata. Come on. Come on. Amen. I know you want me to shut it down, but the Holy Ghost ain't done yet. Come on. Come on. Amen. Come on. Amen. Come on. Let God build the fire back in you. Amen. Just about lost it. It went cold. Let God build the fire back in you. Come on now. Amen. I ain't where I need to be. I got to move up. I ain't where I started out. Amen. I need God to help me. I don't want to die in the cold. Amen. I want the fire. Come on right now. Just a moment more. Come on. Come on. All right. Saints, God, I want you to come help me pray tonight. Come on, I want to fill the altars up tonight. Come on, let's pray. As these are coming, won't you come with them?